Blog Talk Radio.
Accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For the virtuous women, living the life the way God has intended, keeping the bodies on lock for marriage and caring. Gotta have a ring before you have it. I'm rapping for my virtuous ladies, waking up in the morning praying daily. You let your light shine when it's shady. In love, you keep your cool no matter what the day brings. Time to step about the closet. Rise up strong like you love me. Live long, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. I'ma say it again. Time to step about the closet. Rise up strong like you love me. Live long, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. Let me hear you say, I'm rapping for the virtuous living. It's time to rise far above the common living. The USATACC
is a wonderful organization and probably the best dog secret in our area here. Represent all the Asian Pacific Island heritage owned businesses. The heritage includes but not limited to China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Japan, the Philippines, Korea, India, Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Pakistan, Mongolia, and Indonesia. They welcome all people who believe in the power of diversity and inclusion for mutually beneficial economic gain. We're hoping to bring this wonderful young lady. I want to also thank we have Ms. Kim Mira as well. We're going to take a moment for commercial break and be right back with you.
Hey, sports fans. We're talking to you. Want to hear the latest about your favorite teams, the biggest games, and all the best players? Then check out the hottest new sports show on radio, The Sports Authority, Case and Glove.
On the second Tuesday of every month, tune in at 2 p.m. right here on the Georgia Radio Reading Service and hear what's going on in the world of sports and much, much more.
It's sports talk with a twist, like Crown and Coke with a lie, right here on GARS.
All right, welcome back to the show. I just got everything cleared up and wanted to thank the president, Ms. Nair, coming to the show. Ma'am, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Karima. This is a pleasure. And you already introduced us so well. The U.S. PAC, also known as U.S. Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce, that I have the pleasure and honor of serving as the president. And I also have on the phone with me Attorney Rhea Kim, who is from Korean descent, and she is also our board member. So we are both very pleased. And if you have any questions, let's begin, and I'll be happy to answer them for your listeners.
Okay. I feel like we're very well taken care of. We got two attorneys on the phone. So for those of you all are listening in, could you just jump in for just a minute? What do you all specialize in?
I specialize in immigration law, and that's our bread and butter. Basically, for last 12 years, I have been practicing immigration law in Atlanta area, and I have offices in Nashville, Tennessee, Savannah, Georgia, and two offices in Alpharetta and Atlanta. So I have four offices together, all together. So this is what we do: employment-based filing citizenships, marriage-based petition, which is also called family-based petition. And I will let Rhea speak to what she does.
Hello,
Rhea,
are you
there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what your specialization is, and if you can talk about your background a little bit.
Sure. I specialize in entertainment, business, and domestic violent issues and women and children issues, really, and child immigration law. And I am a New York licensed attorney. I have an office in New York, and I also am in Atlanta serving off counsel with you in Europe.
That's correct. It's a pleasure. So this is what we do, Karima, for a living. And then
okay.
We want to talk about what we do for giving.
Exactly.
That's right. And let's talk about the chamber. The history dates back to which year?
Okay, it's 1984. So our national office is in Washington, D.C., and our national president, Susan Aw Allen, she's also an immigration attorney, and she founded this organization in 1984. Back then, when there was no organization that represented the interest and, you know, future of the diverse Pan-Asian American community, business community. So that's how it was founded. So it is a over 31-year-old organization, well-established. The chapter, Southeast chapter, was formed 12 years ago. So, and that our chapter encompasses South and North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama. So that's where our reach is. And then we basically help the Asian American business community to connect with corporate America, to do business with corporate America. So that's what we do.
Okay. Okay, so Kim, what is your aspect about the history of the chamber, and why did you become involved in it?
Sure, and Kim is my last name. I'll go by my first name, Rhea. So the chamber, this U.S. Pan Asian American Chamber, is really an empowerment organization. It's really lifting the community to come together, and it's not specifically just limited to the Asian American community, although the focus is there. It's really an advocacy group. So that's what really attracted me to the organization, because it offers access and opportunity, which for a lot of communities like gay and lesbian community or the Black and Latino community and the Asian community, we don't always have access to that, to the information and building relationships with the gatekeepers. And that's exactly what the organization offers. So it was a no-brainer for me. I said I absolutely have to get involved. So here I am.
Okay. And let's talk about what is some of, you mentioned about special events. Why don't you guys share with us what is some of the most important dates that are upcoming that we personally based this interview about? What is something exciting that you guys are bringing to Atlanta, to the ATL?
All right, Karima, that's wonderful. That's what excites us right now, because we are excitedly gearing towards hosting the National Procurement Conference Celebration 2016, which is the largest B2B conference in America, and that's coming to Atlanta from June 1st through 3rd, 2016, being held at the Hyatt Regency downtown Atlanta. So those dates people should mark on their calendar, from June 1st through 3rd. So that's very important. And then another date to hang on to and save the date is for May 31st. So what Southeast Chapter is doing is welcoming our national conference to Atlanta by hosting a welcome reception at the Coca-Cola headquarters on May 31st from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., where we will welcome our out-of-towner guests who are maybe here for the first time, just so that they can experience the taste of a Southern hospitality with food and with different ethnic dances and outfits. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. And I invite everyone. Cost is only $40. And they can go on our website, uspac-southeast.org. So everyone's welcome. So this is what's happening. Rhea, you
Kim,
can add
you,
on
you,
your perspective.
Yes, I'm super excited. I apologize. I'm super excited about the welcome reception. It's going to be one of a kind. We are making this, I call this like a revolution, because it's really about connecting, and it'll have like a very red carpet feel to it. I'm really blessed to MC the evening. I'm super excited about that. And it'll just be people from all different backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, sharing the food. That's how we share love. And just connecting and opening each other to various business opportunities. And it's not just talking about it, but really building the foundation to put it into action. Because what will follow is from June 1st to June 3rd, the conference will kick off, where the business owners will have an actual one-on-one opportunity to sit down with the procurement officers, to sit down with global names like Coca-Cola, Delta, UPS, and all these key players, and actually ask them questions, actually find out exactly what it is that they have to do to build a lasting relationship, and that's so crucial. And one other thing I'm really, really excited about is on the mornings of the conference at the Hyatt, we will be having yoga to just get the mind, body, spirit ready to receive all the abundant information. I'll personally be teaching yoga, and it'll just be such a wonderful event. So I just can't tell you how excited I am.
You know what? And you guys are really moving right on the vision of the USPACC. It's regional chapters where you guys are recognized as the premier educational and training and networking organization that connects businesses to government. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. You're opening doors for contracts. You're
Absolutely.
Also giving opportunities for your partners in corporate America to meet small business and minority-owned businesses. in the community. And the other thing that nobody really understands is that you're really creating an economic pulse. You're going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of people and a lot of those hotels. And so you're going to be bringing millions of dollars to the downtown Atlanta area. And that's wow. That's another creative mention of economic development that the chamber does without even, you know, actually, you know, doing it, you know, just bringing
exactly.
in people from all diverse qualities of life and walks of life. That is an awesome thing that people don't understand that you guys value. And it's about economics. It's not about meeting. And I like what you said, ma'am, about, you know, just not being about it or talking about it, but being about it. Action speaks louder
exactly.
than words. Yeah. What is the most extensive background do you have in when it relates to the chamber that you bring, Mrs. Kim, to the chamber? What your background? What helps you know, create the pulse as a board member
sure.
for the chamber to move forward?
Sure. So I was born in South Korea, and I immigrated to New York when I was 8 years old. So ever since I was a little girl in Korea, I grew up in an entrepreneurship household. So to put it bluntly, an entrepreneurship model is such where you do have all the freedom. However, if you don't catch, you don't eat. So it's something that it's like in my DNA. It's what I know. It's what I grew up seeing. So when I first came down to Atlanta, it was because of my family business, which we're actually sponsoring, Austell International Farmers Market. So from the very grassroots ground up, it's something that I lived and breathed. Being a minority, having difficulties with the language and the culture, still having to become your own boss and learning the value of a dollar, because my parents made sure I was involved in every business transaction that's happened ever since before I officially practiced law. I was already, quote-unquote, practicing law in an informal manner. So with our offices in New York and also in Atlanta, I was serving as a general counsel, and I got to look at the holistic aspect of the legal issues that come up and also the operational issues and what are some of the challenges that we face as business owners. And it just, I think that's my foundation, if I can say that. And I also work with organizations like Black and Latino Council or the Government Contractors Association, and, you know, USPAC is kind of like the umbrella where it's being the connector for those organizations as well to open up. So that is
okay.
what I bring, and it's something that I feel very passionate about because the USPAC is the connector.
And Kadima, listening to
yes.
Rhea's background, I am sure your next question would be to Neera Ball, what's my background and how I ended up here? So the thing, because it natural segue into, okay, here are two attorneys talking about their background, and mine is a slightly different from Rhea's, because 1979, when I got here to U.S. Being married to my husband, of course, we were immigrants and the immigration process and everything happened. The challenges, like Rhea talks about, of a new immigrant, you know, when next grocery bill or where am I going to get the gas, that money for the car or even car initially, and coming from a very affluent background from India, it was a total change. So we worked very hard. And then, of course, I became a researcher at Emory University for 25 years doing research in dermatology. And, of course, the entrepreneurship, being a professional, there was a seed in me that wanted to kind of germinate and blossom. And then I decided to go to law school at age 40. Well, I don't mean to tell my age, but yes, my son was at...
you got a long life.
So, that's right, Karima.
I was about to say, y'all look at the website. She do not look over 40. I'm just saying, y'all. She married, but I'm
yes.
just saying. Just go to the website, as you know, and it's USPAACC/SE.com and hit about
right.
us. Flash. So she's but, at the bottom of the page, everybody. Right there.
There you go. Thank you. I know you're checking
it's
me out.
It's
but
yoga and meditation.
Yeah, but
she's married. She's married, are you gentlemen?
Married, and I have a son. He's 33, a radiologist in New York, and he is married. And, you know, so when he was growing up, high school, last year of high school, I entered law school. So then he was undergrad at Emory University.
Wow.
I was still for law school 4 years and now practicing law since 2005, January. So I just wanted to let people know that entrepreneurship, yes, it has its challenges because the buck stops here. You know, you are the
right.
boss and then you, right, responsibilities there. Where is the payroll going to come from? But it is all those challenges that make you grow stronger. And I think as an immigrant in this country has given us so much. I'll ever be indebted rest of my life. So which is what that giving spirit comes. And we all know being Americans that anytime America is hit hard or they need us, we are all there. That spirit
Absolutely.
Of patriotism, right. So that's who we are.
Okay, you guys, we are listening. You're on WMR Radio. You're listening to a live broadcast with the president of the USPAACC of the Southeast Regional, and also the one of the board members, Mrs. Kim, as well. Two attorneys. You can always call in at 516-387-1251. Again, you can listen to us on Facebook. We're streaming live out of beautiful Stone Mountain, Georgia. The Atlanta Mix Radio is bringing a series of diverse opportunities so that not just the listening audience, but you can also come back and listen to this at a podcast on your iPhone. And we'll be bringing an app coming soon. So all you have to do is just go in and listen to your favorite broadcast. We're very pleased about this particular event. And, you know, you and I have been trying to do this thing for a while now. So I want to thank you because I know you have a busy, busy schedule, both of you all, because everybody
thank
in Atlanta
you.
Needs attorneys. Atlanta, everybody needs an attorney. But if you guys got just a minute, I got a couple more questions. I'll go to a little bit of a commercial break, and then we'll get right back to the show here, okay?
Fabulous.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you. I'm
All right, welcome back to WMR Radio. Thank you all for that short commercial break. Want to welcome back the president of the USPAACC of the Southeast Region, Mrs. Ball. Welcome back to the show, and Mrs. Kim. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I want to jump back into something that was very important that everybody knows how our relationship actually started. And it was really ironic that it took the relationship that came out of Washington to connect us here in Atlanta. The relationship with the NGLCC is critical for the chamber. So what are some of those advantages?
For the events, you mean with the connecting with NGLCC?
Yes.
The USPAC, yes. So USPAC works very closely with the four largest chambers in U.S., which is NGLCC, Hispanic Chamber, Hispanic Chamber, Black Chamber, and USPAC. So four of us work hand in hand to provide or give back to our constituents. We talked about what USPAC does. So regardless of anyone's color, sexual orientation, where they come from, the common goal here is we are all business people, and we need to be helped and help each other. So in making a progress and in entrepreneurship. So this is how NGLCC and USPAC partnership and other chambers partnership helps the constituents regardless of what our backgrounds are. That's the beauty of working in unison and harmony. So you will see when we present our upcoming events, for example, there will be an academy workshop. What about retirement? Prudential is on our board. Prudential is a big sponsor. So they'll be running workshops in capacity building, in retirement planning. So we will invite members of all our chambers, including NGLCC, and then participate and learn from Academy, USPAC Academy. So that's how we benefit each other.
And Ms. Brown, Mrs. Kemp, you basically kind of spoke on the fact that diversity was so key, and that's why I was just trying to go back into the NGLCC. That's our relationship. One of our companies is a certified NGLCC company, a supply company, and it's a subsidiary of the Atlanta Mix radio station. So that's how we became acquainted, because when we got the news that there was a partnership with you guys, we were excited to be able to help drive our part to the table in terms of inclusion and providing other people with opportunities to be community partners with Atlanta Mix Radio. Mrs. Kim, how important is membership?
Okay, so first, just a little correction. It's Miss Kim because I'm still single.
I want to make sure I'm not preventing any
candidates.
eligible bachelorette. So yes, we want to make sure.
we want to get her on the website then.
Miss Kim.
So membership is crucial because I do a lot of speaking events, and one of the things I always emphasize is knowledge is power. However, it's limited power. The true power really comes in when you implement and execute that knowledge and put it into action. So in my opinion, when I decided to become a member and then become a board member, that was a conscious choice where I said, you know what, I'm making a commitment to not just talk about it, not just to get the fluff about it, but to really get into the game. Kind of like the first reason why I became an attorney in the first place. Because coming from an immigrant background and having parents who are business owners with language barriers, I said to myself, either I can complain and have, talk about issues that are bothering me, the challenges that I'm facing from the outside, but it's not until I get in the game that I truly have a platform where I can truly execute my voice and stand up for myself. So that's how I look at membership. When you're joining as a member for U.S. Pan Asian American Chamber of Commerce, you know, as Neera eloquently put, we are very closely working in conjunction with the Black Chamber of Commerce, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. That's a big deal. And also from a strategic point, I am huge on what we call networking. In my opinion, it's really mutually beneficial, authentic relationship building process. What better opportunity is there besides this? I mean, you become a member, you have access to all these wonderful people who either have done it better than you or are in it together with you. And there's all these conferences that you get invited to, all these knowledge that you can learn. And not only that, they hold your hand so you can actually execute and implement the knowledge. So joining a membership is huge for me. It's really important.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys something. Go to their website. I saw something on it that they have they got young people that are 40 and under that are millionaires. They call them the 40 millionaire. I've never seen anything like it. That speaks a lot to what you guys are doing with the networking. So the other question is, talk about certification, one of you guys. How important is certification and the push for that?
Certification, Karima, it was, if you know, obviously people have heard about WeBank and, and GMSDC, Georgia Minority Supplier Diversity Council, and Women Business mm-hmm. and Entrepreneurs Council. So WeBank and NGLCC was the oldest organization that offered certification. Then USPAC, you know, generally Asian Americans are shy people. They just want to stay in their cocoon. I'm talking about our generation, first generation that came. So they're happy. And I don't know, Rhea, I have not met your parents, but maybe you can attest to that fact that you, as the newer generation, younger generation, are a whole different, millennials are different. So our generation, when Susan Allen founded this organization, she had consultations with GWBC and also GMSDC. Then she decided that, well, our Asian American businesses also should be certified because the bigger corporate America wants to make sure that they are actually seeking suppliers from Asian American business owners. So then USPAC certifications, when we actually vet, they're vetted. Because this is our job, so that when we supply them to the bigger corporations, they are already vetted and they are sure that we are supplying them with suppliers that are diverse. So this is how USPAC certification is almost similar, but then again, because we certify U.S. Pan-Asian American business owners. So that's how certification started since actually 1992.
As I said before, it's the best well kept secret in terms of mainstream, and now it's going to get out, and you guys are going to have over 600 people at this particular conference. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yes.
That's a lot.
The number could rise to 800. We got 3 weeks still, so we were talking to our national president. She said, last year we had 800, and I said, okay, we got to beat that number in Atlanta. So it's 600 right now, but yes. So
and we're talking about the conference. We're talking about the conference that's going to be held June 1st, 2006 at the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta. This is a special procurement conference, a one-on-one breakout session. You can call in at 516-387-1251, or you can contact the USPAACC-SE.com and get the information off their site, or you can go to our website, and there will be a link to the www.AtlantaMixRadio. It's a link that you can go to their registration. We're hoping to support this entire event in every way possible. And one thing I wanted to say was that on tomorrow, everyone, please tune in at 1 o'clock. I have an exclusive interview with Senator Donzel James of the 35th District in Georgia here in South Fulton County, and she will be on being interviewed by Patricia Hunt, who is an Emmy-nominated award person from 11 Alive News, and they will be chopping it up tomorrow. I heard the pre-interview with these two women. They are phenomenal. Patricia Hunt was one of the very first African-Americans to be a woman to be on 11 Alive News back in the 90s. And, of course, you know that Senator Donzel James has held seats for 8 consecutive 2 years since 2009. She is up for election. WAMR Radio, Atlanta Mix Radio, is supporting her. And then I want to pass a message on the air. She wanted me to tell you all that she was in career for doing international travels and working in career for about 3 years, and she says she wants to help support the conference. So I'm going to give you guys off the air her personal cell phone number so the senator wants to support the conference, okay?
So that's excellent news, Karima.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we do at WMR Radio, being a community partner, connecting and bridging gaps, and that is so important. And I hate to have jumped off of our script, but it's so exciting to have you guys on. I'm only going to ask you one or two more questions. And Miss Kim, Miss y'all, Miss Kim, single, and free, Miss Kim.
You got it.
Miss Kim is single.
Thank you.
And young. And so you know, we want to make sure everybody knows. Had to break that one out for real. Okay, so one of the things.
And she's beautiful inside out.
Okay, yeah, we got to get a picture. Don't worry, I'm gonna do my homework. I'm gonna get one. So what does the board look for concerning sponsors? Are they is there sponsorship opportunity for the conference still available?
Absolutely.
Rhea, I will let you speak to that.
Sure, I can absolutely share that information. We are still graciously accepting sponsorships. And, you know, it's really about if it's any key player, and I reference what it means to be a player in the game, an entrepreneur who wants to grow their business, then they should really consider sponsoring because, one, from a strategic standpoint, it makes you stand out. It makes you it sends a message to the public saying that, you know what, my company is really serious and committed to this movement, and we still have those opportunities lined up, and there's different levels of sponsorship. So it's not to say, hey, if you're not a huge Fortune 500 or 100 company, maybe, you know, it might be too much for you. It's not like that at all. We have different tiers and packaging, and we just really would appreciate sponsorship opportunities from any business owner that's looking to grow their business. And what I really want to emphasize is building a team. And that's what U.S. Pan-Asian American Chamber is all about, is building a team. And I know I just want to segue back to the point that Nira made before about, you know, when Susan started, Asian Americans are kind of shy and it's a different generation. One thing that I can personally attest to through U.S. Pan-Asian Chamber of Commerce is my relationship with Nira. I've met Nira before. She's one of my personal mentors in the capacity of law. However, there, in my opinion, there's such value in connecting with mentors who have done it, that are in a different generation gap, but that have the wisdom to point out things for you so that you can grow in an efficient, strategic manner. There's nothing like it. And for I'm in my 30s. For people that are in their 30s and younger or a little bit older, this is the opportunity where you might meet that special mentor who can really guide you. And every entrepreneur needs a board of advisor. Nira is my board of advisor woman right there. And it's so important. I can't stress the mentor-mentee relationship enough.
And Rhea brings up a good point where sponsorships are two types. Because just so you know, Karima, the makeup of our board is 6 members are supplier diversity directors of Fortune 100 companies like UPS, Coca-Cola, Aflac, Turner Broadcasting, SunTrust Bank. So these are the 6 corporate members that serve. Then we have 6 of Asian American business owners like myself, Rhea. We have Ravi Bhave. He has his IT company. Kayla Dang. She has her cleaning company. So look at the diversity of our board. So this is what we advocate, and this is how we pick board members who are from diverse backgrounds, because we understand every aspect of it. And corporate sponsors, of course, support us financially as well. So sponsorship levels are available to both corporate and Asian American business owners at different levels.
Yes.
All right, guys. This has been a wonderful opportunity. We're going to have to get out of here. I know if I can't pay for y'all. I don't know what you guys charge, but with the background you guys have, I'm so happy we ain't charging you guys for all this information that you guys have given, but it wasn't legal. This was just a FYI procurement conference.
Yes.
But we're gonna have another session where the billable hours, the calculator will be coming out. Because I'm not trying to be funny, but I heard somebody in the background calculating up somebody's billable hours. Everybody heard it. Nobody. Okay, I've spent the whole hour with Karima almost. Somebody's got to pay for this hour. Here we go.
Thank you so much for having us, and this is what I call Heroes Empowered, where women get together and we stand for something, and as we said in cheerleading camp, united we stand, divided we fall. So thank you so much for having us.
Okay, you guys, we'll get out of here, but once again, let everybody know the website and the phone number and the email address that everybody can get in contact with you all leading up to this conference so people can start calling and becoming involved in what you guys are doing.
Sure. So the phone number they can call is 404-660-0116. That's the phone number. Email would be Neera, N-E-E-R-A, at ball, BAHLLAW.com. Neera at balllaw.com or programs@USPAC-Southeast.com. So these are the 2 emails. And then I gave the phone number. The conference is on June 1st through 3rd at Hyatt Regency. Welcome reception on May 31st, 2016, Tuesday, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Coca-Cola headquarters on North Avenue. Everyone knows where that building stands. So we are very excited to invite everyone. And Karima, thank you so very much for having us on your show.
Thank you all so much. You guys have a great evening. Quite well.
Thank you.
Hey, sports fans. Bye. We're talking to you. Want to hear the latest about your favorite teams, the biggest games, and all the best players? Then check out the hottest new sports show on radio, The Sports Authority, Case and Glove.
On the second Tuesday of every month, tune in at 2 p.m. right here on the Georgia Radio Reading Service and hear what's going on in the world of sports and much, much more.
Professionals at the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
wives, they are covered. I'm seeing all the unashamed men who ain't afraid to tell the world they're born again. Letting their lives show that God lives within. Not trying to hide the light so that you can make it in.
All right, welcome back to the show. We got a few minutes left. We were very blessed to be able to have a live interview with the President Nirbal from the U.S. PAC Southeast Chapter. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can also tune in tomorrow for a live sensational interview with Patricia Hunt as our my co-host and interviewee with the wonderful, brilliant Senator Donzel James of the 32nd District. Call in tomorrow at 516-387-1251. The company, Atlanta Mix, is a community partner. We are reaching out to our community to promote events and that collaborate economic development for our community. I want to thank people for being a part of the show today. Today's vision, tomorrow's reality. Cheers to the next 30 years. We're talking about Celeb Asian, which is the largest procurement conference for Asian American business, connecting Fortune 500 companies, corporations, governments, with Asian American minority business pursue contract and relationship. That's what you were listening to today. We were very appreciative of all the information that's been provided for, but please, please go to their website at uspaacc-se.com and put in /events. And then think about this. You can register today. Be a part of an extraordinary organization. I believe is one of the, as far as a small business, a very well-kept secret to people like myself. So I thought it was a very exciting opportunity to bring the chamber to the table. They will be coming on as frequently as we can get them together. There's going to be things that you can do at the Celeb Asian, which is Asian American and minority businesses, so people need to attend, corporate buyers and managers, where they connect with innovative and cost-effective Asian American minority suppliers while meeting other industry experts in their field. They'll share about the future of corporate supply diversity and how to make strategic buyer-supplier relationships work. On behalf of government buyers, they're going to discuss the future of the federal small business program as well as connect with some of the country's best and brightest Asian American and minority entrepreneurs and corporate buyers and managers from Fortune 500 corporations. And while you attend this particular event, you'll learn strategies to grow your business, access to green opportunities, sell to new customers, leverage the USPAACC certification to win more contracts, apply some cost-saving ideals, and build strategic alliances. One of the things that Ms. Kim stated was that building alliances and coalitions and finding mentors. They have a strategic plan that has worked for 30 years. One of the things also is that learn procurement and forecast and schedules. That's coming up, and then master federal and state procurement subcontracting processes and negotiate with corporate and government procurement officers. These are some of the things that you will learn at this particular event in Atlanta at the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta. Please join them on June 1st through the 3rd, 2016. And again, you'll be listening to the show on tomorrow. Call in. Senator James has been a pioneer and has worked with our community diligently as a servant to our community for years, since 2009. You can call in and speak with her or listen in on Facebook. my Facebook friends, you know that she's our Facebook friend and my Facebook friend too. You can call in at 516-387-1251. At the top of the hour at 12:25 here in Atlanta, Georgia, we want to thank people for tuning in. And again, please contact the USPAACC, the Southeast region. They're going to be bringing in about 800 powerful businesses from around the country. We want to thank them for coming to the show. And just go back in, and again, our app coming real soon. It will be up in the next 30 days. It will be up before this conference. We pray to God for that. And then we will be airing live the entire conference as much as possible, streaming for at least 3 to 4 hours throughout the conference for those 3 days, having exclusive interviews. And one of the most last exciting things is that tune in next week, where you will be listening to interviews from the SBA Small Business Week conference that took place at Georgia Tech with the collaboration of the SBA. We're going to be featuring a Small Business Week ourselves promptly online, and then you'll be able to pull a PDF out from the website so that you can help manage your business a little bit better. Start to follow us on Facebook, and on Twitter will be coming up as well in our app. And we'll also be, we're also on Spreaker. You can follow us on that too. And then we'll also, of course, streaming live under our Radio Loyalty brand. And we want to thank you guys. And please, please tune in for this extraordinary interview, exclusive interview with Patricia Hunt, Emmy Award-winning nominee from 11 Alive News. Extraordinary woman that will be talking and chopping it up with Senator Donzell James. I want everybody to tune in. Again, you can call in at 516-387-1251. We've had a wonderful interview with the USPAACC President Procurement Conference that's coming up here in Atlanta at June 1st through the 3rd. So we're going to get out of here because, as always, I have 3 jobs. So time to get to the next job, and we want to thank you all. I want to thank God, and I want to also wish everybody a belated Happy Mother's Day. You can also join me on my personal Facebook page. Just look me up at NCWCC Karima, or you can go to our Facebook page at Atlanta Mix Radio and follow me on Facebook as well. And please like my show. Please go to Blog Talk Radio, like my show page, and follow us. And we'll be sending this out to multiple groups so that you guys have a chance to listen to the show at your leisure. Thank you guys for tuning in, and God bless. And you guys have a great, great, great afternoon. And we'll be looking forward to the show for tomorrow.